Now, I won't ask for a show of hands, but how many people received an article of clothing for Christmas? Sweaters, socks, shirts, ties. And how many people gave someone clothing for Christmas? Gloves, mittens, scarves, hats. You should have seen all of the clothes my nieces and nephews received for Christmas. If I had a dollar for every time somebody said, "Oh, that is such a cute outfit." Oh, they had pajamas and bathrobes and t-shirts and new dresses. The clothing for Christmas was abundant. And did you have to take a family picture over the holidays? You know the one where the memo says the Hatfields have to wear red shirts and the McCoys have to wear green shirts and the McGillicuddies have to wear yellow shirts. Did you have to take one of those family pictures? If you've been bombarded with Christmas clothing during the holidays, St. Paul has some different attire for us to put on. In his letter to the Colossians, St. Paul says, "Because you are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves." Clothe yourselves. The word St. Paul uses is a Greek theater word, meaning to clothe yourself in the costume and the persona of the character you are portraying on the stage. St. Paul says, clothe yourself, literally. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. Here is some spiritual clothing for the whole family. Compassion. To those family members who are suffering from various sicknesses and cancer treatment. Compassion for those family members recovering from surgery or various addictions. Kindness to your wife who just finished a grueling 12-hour shift at the hospital on Christmas Day. Humility. To tell your wife, yes, indeed, you were wrong. Gentle with your newborn baby brother or sister. Bearing with one another. Listening to your son or daughter practice the trumpet or the clarinet. Bearing with your husband who always leaves his dirty dishes in the sink and never puts the toilet seat down or squeezes the toothpaste from the bottom. Bearing with your wife who never pushes the driver's seat back in your truck. Bearing with your sister and mother-in-law whose three favorite people they've told you are me, myself, and I. Patience with that family member who is still looking for a job while sleeping on your couch. Patience with your forgetful mother and deaf father. Patience with your son or daughter to have your four-year-old grandchild baptized. Forgiving the family member who stole from the family farm or business. Here is some spiritual clothing for the whole family. One size fits all. And St. Paul says, over all of these clothes, put on love. Over all these virtues, St. Paul says, clothe yourselves in love. Love is the winter coat that goes over everything. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta says that love begins by taking care of the closest ones, the ones at home. Let us ask ourselves if we are aware that maybe our husband, our wife, our children, or our parents live isolated from others and do not feel loved enough, even though they may live with us. Clothing ourselves in love means taking care of the closest ones, the ones at home, loving those in our own family. It's easy to have what Charles Dickens calls telescopic philanthropy. Telescopic philanthropy. That's quite a term, isn't it? Use that on your next Scrabble game. Telescopic philanthropy. It's really easy if we break it down. Philanthropy from the Greek, philos, anthropos, meaning the love of man. And we know what a telescope is. We see things far away. Telescopic philanthropy is when we love man through a telescope far, far away. When we love our brothers and sisters in Christ far away, in Africa, in India, in Central America, but we miss the ones at home. Loving those at a distance, keeping them at arm's length without having them get too close to us. Again, in the words of my friend, Mother Teresa, perhaps what my husband or wife lacks, what my children lack, what my parents lack is not closer food. Perhaps they lack love because I do not give it to them. It's not the gifts of sweaters, socks, shorts, shirts, or scarves they lack. We got plenty of those. Perhaps what they lack are the gifts of compassion, kindness, gentleness, forgiveness, love. Over all these virtues, St. Paul says, clothe yourself in love. Today, on this feast of the Holy Family, Holy Mother Church invites us to return to the manger in Bethlehem and to contemplate the virtues of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. See the love that Mary has for Joseph and the love that Joseph has for Mary. See the compassion and the gentleness that they show to each other. See the humility that they have toward each other. Never complaining, never nagging. See the patience that Mary has for Joseph as he looks for a place for them to stay for the night and has no success. See the way that Joseph bears with Mary's pregnancy patiently, gently, kindly. See the love and the kindness that they have for Jesus. Yes, there is Jesus, pure love himself, the perfect model of every virtue. May all of your families be truly and abundantly blessed this Christmas season. And may the Holy Family clothe us in every virtue, and wrap us in the swaddling clothes of love. Amen.